Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
And today we have a newbie lesson for all you newbies out there, and it's a very good topic.
Yes, it's about immigration. Basically, when you pass, you know, when you arrive to a new country, they have to stamp your passport, so...
Right. The immigration officer is going to ask us a few questions, and we're going to answer.
That's right.
All right, so the key word for this dialogue today is...
Motivo.
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 Okay, motivo. And this is motive or reason.
Reason, yes.
Okay, so it's very, very similar to the English word motive, motivo. All right, so let's listen to this dialogue for the first time.
Dialogue, first time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
Second time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
Third time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
All right, we're back. So now Liliana is going to take us with a line-by-line translation.
¿A dónde va?
Where are you going?
¿A dónde va?
Where are you going?
¿A dónde va? A Mar del Plata.
All right, so this is a place.
Yes.
A Mar del Plata. So we can't really translate it.
No, but it means the Sea of Silver.
Yeah, the Silver Sea.
Yeah, the Silver Sea.
Okay.
But in this case, I mean, it's the name, A Mar del Plata. And then... we have our keyword, motivo de su visita.
Reason of your visit.
Motivo de su visita.
Motive of your visit.
Motivo de su visita. Turismo.
Tourism.
Turismo.
Tourism.
Turismo. Bienvenido a Argentina.
Welcome to Argentina.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Welcome to Argentina.
Bienvenido a Argentina. Muy amable.
Very kind.
Muy amable.
Very kind of you.
Muy amable.
All right, good. So a very short dialogue, but to the point. And this is basically the common questions that you're going to get from the immigration officer. Mm-hmm. All right, and let's go back to the first line when the immigration officer asks, where are you going?
¿A dónde va?
Okay, ¿a dónde va? Now, as you can see here, a and dónde is separated.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is where to. Right? Where are you going? Or where to? And, but then we have the verb there.
Va.
Va. All right. So this verb, va, is actually the verb ir. So this verb, va, is in the second person of the indicative form, and it is in the present.
That's right. And it's polite because it's not saying vas. Vas is you, okay, with an S.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's saying, ¿a dónde va? And this is the same thing as ir a dónde. Okay, so where are you going? So you have the verb ir plus a, to, and then dónde, where.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good. So yeah, just remember that in this case, the verb ir is in the second person, va, but it's in the polite form. That's why we don't add the S. Usted va. Tú vas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we go to the place where he's going to, the proper noun here, Mar del Plata.
Yes, that's the place. And remember when you're asking a question to where to, you have to say to this. So in this case, ¿a dónde va? A Mar del Plata. So if I will say, ¿a dónde vas? You can say, a la escuela.
Okay.
Okay.
A la escuela. Okay, so you're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have to answer with a before it. ¿A dónde vas? A la escuela.
Yes, a and then the place.
To school. Okay. And our third line, he's asking now the motive of your visit.
Motivo de su visita.
Okay, so that's our key word, motive. And then we have, again, we have su.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this might seem a little bit confusing, but this is in the usted form.
Yes, because if it wasn't, it would be de tu visita. Tú, that's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here it's also you, but in the polite way, su visita.
So, motive of your visit, visita. Mm-hmm. Now, why doesn't he ask cuál es el motivo de su visita? Like, what is the motive of your visit? Why is he saying directly motivo de su visita?
You can do both.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he's in a hurry or something.
All right. So, yeah, just remember that you can add what is, cuál es, what is the reason of your visit? Cuál es el motivo de su visita? And he answers simply by saying
turismo.
Turismo, which is tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, turismo.
Yes, it's a way of saying de turismo. It's implied. If you say turismo, it means that you're a tourist, right?
So, right.
Turismo, or you can say de turismo.
Okay, because the purpose of your visit is tourism. And in Spanish, we have to say el motivo de mi visita es de turismo.
So you have to add that de turismo.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the question, but the question is like just motivo de su visita, turismo.
Okay, it's implied.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, welcome to Argentina.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Okay, so two easy words there. Welcome is bienvenido.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the masculine form.
Yes.
If it was female, it would be
bienvenida.
Bienvenida. And you're going to Argentina, but we pronounce it
Argentina.
Argentina. Okay.
And remember, whenever you want to welcome or you want to say bienvenido, then you say bienvenido plus a plus the place. So, bienvenido a Spanish Pod.
Welcome to Spanish Pod.
Bienvenido a mi casa.
Welcome to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. So, you add the A there. Bienvenido a and then the place.
Exactly. A to.
And he replies by saying
muy amable.
Muy amable. Okay, so this muy. All right, so this is very. And amable.
Amable means nice.
Nice, kind.
Mm-hmm.
This type of. So it's basically he's saying thank you very much, but in a different way.
Yes, and actually we'll explain a little bit more about this kind of words, how to say thank you, because it's important, right,
okay,
to learn it. So
yeah,
let's listen to the dialogue again and we'll come back.
Dialogue, first time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
Second time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
Third time.
¿A dónde va?
A Mar del Plata.
¿Motivo de su visita?
Turismo.
Bienvenido a Argentina.
Muy amable.
All right, so talking about these ways of saying thank you or being polite, what other ways? We see here muy amable. What else can we say?
Yeah, muy amable, it means that, oh, you're too kind.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. You can also say muchas gracias.
Which is thank you very much.
Or you can say muchísimas gracias.
This is thank you very much, but to a greater degree.
Yes, right? Muchísimas.
Muchísimas gracias.
And then you can also say le agradezco.
I thank you.
Le agradezco mucho.
I thank you very much. So agradecer is the verb there. Agradecer. That is the verb to thank,
mm-hmm,
right? Le agradezco mucho. I thank you very much.
And you can say like here, like muy amable, it's like very kind. You can also say que atento.
He's saying you're paying so much attention to me.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's it's just an expression. Don't try to look into it too much.
Now, talking about immigration, is it when you go to some places, for example, the United States, is it hard to pass by immigration? Do you get a hard time? Or?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is it harder because you have the Mexican passport?
Of course. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it really depends. I have had all type of experiences. I have had, you know, the experience that is like, oh, hi. Oh, your English is so good. Where you live, where you come from. And also, because I have the laser visa,
mm-hmm,
some immigrant officers are like, what is this? You know, it's too too new, so they're like suspicious a little.
Really? For the US?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah, it's your government who gave it to me.
Oh, so, because there's like a cooperation between the United States and Mexico where you have a different type of visa that's like via scanner, right? It's like a laser visa.
Yeah, because you go so often and you cross the border so much. So instead of giving you maybe, you know, like the typical visa you have in your passport, it's actually like a credential with a laser scan on the back.
Wow.
So they just scan it and they see everything. They see your pictures, or everything.
So you don't have to do the whole fingerprint thing
anymore?
Yeah,
you do.
Oh,
every
time.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have all that information, the last time you pass, how, like, everything.
What about vice versa, though? What about Americans going into Mexico? Is it hard for them, or do you know, like, how much of a hard time do they have with immigration officers?
No, you know, in the before, Americans can come into Mexico with, like, a license. Actually, I think that completely changed, obviously, after, you know, 9/11 and everything. They, Americans, obviously, put a lot of pressure in that border so they could be more secure. So yeah, definitely now they ask for everything. But Mexicans, whenever you come into Mexico, it's quite easy.
Really?
Like, since you arrive, that you're waiting online, it's just like so relaxed and different. Everybody's
really
like all smiles, and it's just different. When you go to the US, you can feel the tension.
Yeah.
You know, because there's people that have been waiting for so long to go to the States and this and that, and you see it anymore.
But I think it's also the fact that it's a little bit more intimidating now because, you know, the visa process is really thorough. You got to put fingerprints and you got to wait and you got to justify. And once you get your visa, it's not really a guarantee that you can go in the country, and you see people just across the immigration place that, you know, they're getting their baggage checked and, you know, they got
dogs. Or
they
put them aside.
They're putting,
like,
people aside at
little
times.
Rooms.
It's really scary if you think about it. It's like, I mean, you're maybe not guilty of anything, but it's intimidating. Yeah, as you say, the atmosphere is so tense.
So they start asking all these questions, you know, like, so why are you here? Oh, well, because, you know, doing tourism. So how did you pay for it? Well, I work. What kind of work? Have you worked here illegally? And they start, and you're
really?
Like, and you're like, no, I didn't say that. But are you like?
No, really? Wow.
Yeah.
They've grilled you like this before.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
So, I mean, I have a master's now in, like,
in immigration process.
Yeah, but for example, Esti, when she came to Mexico, they make her cry. She was crying.
Really?
Yeah.
The immigration officers in Mexico.
Yeah, no, in the States.
In the States,
yeah,
wow, really?
Because she had to pass through the States to go to Mexico.
And what happened?
Oh, they put her aside and she was crying. And she's like, why are you crying? That means you're hiding something. And it's like, I'm crying because you're talking to me in a bad way. Like, so it's not only with the Mexicans. No, I mean, she has a European passport.
She's from Spain, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so
I was really lucky, I think. I need a pass. I need a visa for everywhere because my passport's Ecuadorian. Even if I want to go to Mexico, I need to get a visa.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm ever going to go to Mexico. I don't know if I'm going to get a visa. It's like I have one to the States, but they might not give me one to Mexico.
Nah, they will for sure.
So, all right, that's all the time we have for today. But if you have any questions or any doubts, or maybe you just want to know a little bit more about this topic, maybe you have some questions in Spanish, come to SpanishPod.com and we'll be there to answer any doubts.
See you next time.
Bye.